Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you, O Lord, for all that you have done for us. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. We exhort you. You are God, and that is your name. Your glory, you will never share with any grieving image. Lord, we honor you. We bow before you. We bless you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Blessed be your name, O God. We worship you. You are our Father, for your love, for your kindness, for mercy that are new every morning. For great is your faithfulness unto us. We call you faithful, O God. We call you righteous. You are the Lord. You are the righteous living God. Thank you, Lord. We honor you. We bow before you. And this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 25th of September, 2025. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy over your life. Appreciate him, for his God and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God is with me. Who will stand against me? The Lord God is my strength. The Lord God is my glory. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the blessings of the Lord manifest in my life. The grace of the Lord manifest in me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, every coming together that is not in accordance to the grace of God for me, you are scattered in the name of Jesus. Every hands that are joined together to pull me down, such hands we die away in the name of Jesus. I declare any weapon that is put together to fashion against me, you will not prosper. Every word that passes judgment over me, I cancel the word and I condemn the tongue that passed the judgment in the name of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into this day, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, my portion is blessing. My portion is grace. In the name of Jesus, I declare the manifestations of God's blessing upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the grace of the Lord is powerfully expressed in my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I cancel every language of infirmity, every language of evil that is being spoken concerning me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not seated in the seat of death. I am not seated in the place of sickness. Oh, my seat is in the heavenly places with my Lord Jesus. Oh, I declare that the darkness of this season have no place in me. In the name of Jesus, I stand against every appearances of evil coming together that is not of God over my life. You are scattered in the name of Jesus. I raise the banner of the Lord over me. I declare that the language of sickness is silenced over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, sickness will not take my strength. Infirmity will not destroy my days in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare my portion no man can steal, my place no man can take in the name of Jesus. I declare I will serve the Lord in grace. I declare that I shall not die but live to declare the goodness of the Lord, to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, my life radiates the blessings of the Lord. My life radiates the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I command every cloud of darkness around me to disappear. I carry with me the presence of the Lord, for surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follow me all the days of my life, and I dwell in the house of the Lord. I become a carrier of his grace in the name of Jesus. No evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I declare, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me. They will keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. I declare this day, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, my portion is great. My portion is blessed. My portion is delivered unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, I shine forth, I show forth, I bring forth the goodness of the Lord. I declare that I am planted in the court of the Lord. I am planted in the garden of the Lord. I am fruitful. I bring out my fruit in and out of season. in the name of Jesus. Oh, I am a well-watered garden, for water, rivers of water from the presence of the Lord flow into me. I am not desolate. I am blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. Darkness has no place in me. Darkness has no path in me. Sickness has no place in me. I raise the banner of the Lord over me. I raise the standard of the Lord against every attack of the evil one over my life this day. When the enemy will come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them in the name of Jesus. Oh, they will come in one way and they shall flee in several places in the name of Jesus. I overcome today. I am an overcomer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, today is the 25th of September. Today is Thursday, the day that we have picked for our program. A day to come together in the presence of the Lord. A day to look at the scripture, to come before His presence and to pray. Is the theme for this month program is call unto me. A call to prayer, a call to pray, a call for intimacy. I want to invite you, dearly beloved, to this wonderful moment, to this wonderful program. It's going to be truly a time of divine encounter for you, a turnaround for your destiny, a turnaround for your life, a turnaround for your business and for your family and for your ministry. I want to invite you to join us today by 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden. The hall is at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena, Ijokodo Junction. That is along Songo Eleyele Road. Anywhere you are coming from, either you are coming from Songo End, you are coming from Bodija through Songo End, you are coming from Olugweru, you come through Eleyele Songo Road, just get to Tafo Arena, acts of National Open University. The next compound after National Open University is Oluwadamilare Garden. You will see us up there. The Lord bless you as you come today in the name of Jesus. Remember, we are starting 12 on the dot. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God, this morning we are going to be praying. You know, this is our month of prayer. Our anchor scripture for the month of September is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. The scripture says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto the Lord and he will answer you. We are going to pray today. I want you to ask for the mercy of the Lord upon your life as you go today. You are going to call. You are going to ask. You are going to pray unto the Lord that, Father, have mercy upon me. I am going to call out the scriptural passage and we are going to pray with them. The first one is the book of Psalm 6 verse 2. The scripture says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. I want you to call upon the Lord. Father, have mercy upon me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. For I am weak, for my bones are vexed. For I am weak. It seems as if there is no hope for me. It seems as if the only thing that is certain is shame and disgrace. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Raise me up from this ditch, from this deep that I find myself. Deliver me, O God, by your mercy. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. I call unto you, my Father. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give strength unto thy servant and save the son of thy handmaid. Psalm 30 verse 10. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Turn unto me, Lord, and have mercy upon me. For this is my time. This is my season to receive your mercy. This is my time to be favored. Turn unto me, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Save me, save my household. Save me, save my home, O Lord. Save me, save my ministry. Save me, save my business, O Lord. Give strength unto me in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will strengthen me. Give strength unto me. Save me, save my household by your mercy in the name of Jesus. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me. give strength unto me. Save me, save my household. Save me, O Lord, save my children, save my household, save my ministry, save my business. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray Psalm 41 verse 10. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up. Turn to the Lord. Father, be merciful unto me. Raise me up. My hands are pulled up unto you. My hands are raised up unto you. Have mercy upon me. Raise me up. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from this containment. Deliver me from this containment. Raise me up. Pull me out of this dungeon. Pull me out of debt, O Lord. This debt of debt is overwhelming my spirit and my soul. Lord, bring me out by your mercy. Lord, bring me out by mercy. In the name of Jesus, raise me up, Father, by your mercy, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray Psalm 25 verse 16. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Turn unto me, Lord, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. I am like a land that is abandoned. O Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, that my land be called Ephesus and my gates be called Beulah, that I be called Ephesus and Beulah. Lord, that my land will become a fruitful one, that my life will be decorated with salvation, my life will be beautified with fruitfulness. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Deliver me from the affliction of the evil one by your mercy. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto me. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray Psalm 86 verse 3. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. I cry to you, O Lord, daily. Be merciful unto me. In the name of Jesus, save me, save my household. Be merciful unto me. Daily do I look up unto you. Daily do I look up unto you. Daily I raise up my face unto you. I lift my face unto you and I call unto you. Have mercy upon me. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I call upon you daily. Be merciful unto me, O Lord. Let my time of breaking forth come. Let time of breaking through come. Be merciful unto me. Let things turn around for good for me. Let my season of fruitfulness come. Let my season to live in plenty, let it come and let it stay. Let my season of testimony, let it come. Be merciful unto me, O Lord. I call upon you. I call out unto you, my Father, daily. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Lastly, this morning, I want you to pray from the book of Psalm, Psalm 57, verse 1. I want you to read the first part there, the first two parts there. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. My soul trusts in you, O Lord. Be merciful unto me. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Be merciful unto me. Show me mercy. Let me enjoy your mercy, O Lord. Be merciful unto me, my Lord, my God. Be merciful unto me. Heal my land. Heal my land. Let my land be fruitful. Let my life be fruitful. O Lord, raise me up from this pit that I am. Raise me up, lift me up. Set my feet upon my high places. Pour upon me the oil of gladness. Anoint me, O Lord, today until my cup runs over. Fill me to the brim, O Lord. Let your grace be poured out unto me in the name of Jesus. Oh, that my life will be adorned with ornaments, with precious stones in the name of Jesus, that I be a symbol of your blessing, a symbol of royalty, that your presence will be upon my life in the name of Jesus. I ask for your presence, Lord. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning that the Lord be merciful unto you. The mercy of the Lord be upon you and your household in the name of Jesus. The Lord show you mercy. This is your season to be shown mercy. The Lord show you mercy today in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord break every containment of the enemy around your life. This snare is broken. You are delivered, you are set free in the name of Jesus. Every containment of infirmity is broken over your life. Every containment of sickness to hold down your fulfillment is broken. Every containment of infirmity to hold down your becoming what the Lord has designed you for is broken today in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Lord bless you this day in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Dearly beloved, I want you to know that the coming of the Lord is near. The coming of our Lord and Savior is near. Prepare yourself for His coming. Prepare yourself. Live your life according to His word. Live according to His grace. Stand on His word. Live for Him. Be a light in the world. The light that He has made you to be the light. You are the salt of the world. Do not lose your savor. Stand with Him. Stand in Him. Keep pushing and keep going. The grace of the Lord be upon you. And if you are still on the other side of the kingdom, the Lord is calling unto you today. Come and receive peace. Come and enjoy His grace. Come and have joy that cannot be described. Come and see the light that shines, and there is no darkness that can overcome. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Come and join our company. We'll be many. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.